as easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
It's exactly 20 to 7 right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. There you had it, a powerful and informative discussion on how you can participate on this wonderful initiative by brought to you by Radio Pulpit and the Northwest University. What's that campus again down there in the Vaal area? Yeah, so I hope that you have learned a lot from them and you take actions on that, and you will be one of the people that will be participating there. So on that note, we are now welcoming Dr. Elias Shamatla in our studio. As you must see, he's wearing some beautiful colors of one national team. I just told him that these colors look good on you. They don't just look good on you, but they're beautiful colors. Portugal colors. That's what the guy is wearing at the moment. That is a matter. Good evening and welcome. Sorry, I hope we expose it like that.
Good evening, Dr. Mwabi.
It was not intentional.
Good evening, Dr. Mwabi. Good evening to the listeners. I really appreciate this exposure. And I'm going to do it quite often until you get used to it.
That's not Elias Shamatla for you. So what you're going to do tonight is we're going to throw the lines open for you to talk to him. There was a time when we received, very late comments, guide, WhatsApp and all that. So we're not able to attend to them on air. So if you are listening and maybe we're not able to answer you on air and you want people to hear what you talked about, feel free to give us a call or maybe drop us a voice note. That's a WhatsApp voice note or an SMS to these following numbers. I'm going to start with the WhatsApp number that you can use, which is 0826572729. 0826572729. Alternatively, the SMS number is 378071. Other than that, you can talk to us live in our studios this evening. That number again is 012-334-1322. Advice is, if you are sending a voice note, please make sure that and you are driving, make sure that or you are at home, you stay as far away from the radio as possible, so that we can be able to hear you clearly, because what we hear when the radio is on is like we are hearing ourselves twice and sort of, but it doesn't sound good. We end up missing out on what you want to say there. So we'd like to hear you, as clear as possible, crystal clear. So for you to do that, make sure that the windows are closed if you're driving, and of course the radio is off, completely off if it's not, volume is not down. So it is 17 to 7 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. As we throw the lines open, we normally start with what we normally start with. testimony time.
Yes, and that might be Monday, Tuesday, shutdown days, public.
Yeah.
Days,
yeah, yeah. It was a long weekend.
Yeah, I really rested. I must.
You rested.
I must say.
Fantastic.
I did.
Fantastic.
And that might be. Sometimes we have to take time to educate those who are on the other side, right? And I must say it was successful. For example, I'm giving this as a testimony. Because sometimes you can win one soul, transform that soul, and the person becomes rehabilitated, right? And start doing the right thing. For me, that is a win, right? In this case, it was the issue of the bank. I spoke to the right person who does the right things for the bank, but not right things for the consumers.
Okay.
A person who gives the instructions to repossess. The houses, everything, the cars and everything. We spent like 3 hours or more on the phone. For the person to understand what is it like when a consumer tries to make an arrangement with the bank, right? Saying, I've got a car, I know that I owe you, I acknowledge that I owe you, however, I can no longer afford to pay what you are requesting me to pay. I can no longer afford to pay as per the agreement. Why? Because life changes. Kids grow, right? They move from primary to high school. Then that might incur further charges in terms of transport. You know, you have to buy new uniforms and all those things. They contribute to the household expenses, and that affects your budget. And we had to, like, break down all these things. Why some people need a helper at home? Because most of the times, when you've got a helper at home, they say you are, when you are living a luxurious life. So I was saying, if somebody has got two kids or more, right? And these are baby nyanas, so like among attends a crèche, among is at primary. They can't come home by themselves at 2 o'clock. There must be an adult at home. So when if you are not working from home, you are working at the office or at the retail store where you are working, right? Who's going to look after these kids? If you come and fetch them late at school, they have to go to aftercare. For both of them,
aftercare is expensive.
It might be more than what we pay the nanny or domestic worker or the helper. So in that instance, the helper actually saves you money. Number one. Number two, the helper acts as a security at your house because there's now somebody at home all the time. If it's a day worker, when she goes home, you are here. You take over. You look after the house.
Having a helper is actually a necessity and not a luxury.
Yes. And one of the arguments that they were raising was the issue of garden services. Why does the person have a garden services? Why doesn't he cut his own grass or her own grass? Okay, hello, how much is a lawnmower? Lawnmower is 3,000 rand. Right? So are you telling me now I must take 3,000 rand out of my budget when I'm already struggling to go and buy the lawnmower? Whereas I've got a gentleman here who comes here once a week and I pay him 150 rand because my yard is not that big. He cuts the grass. What's my lawnmower? I pay 150 rand. I don't feel the pain. So to raise 3,000 rand, it's quite a lot. So eventually this person understood. Then I got, okay, Tamo has an evangeli here. Go and spread this evangeli to your colleagues.
Yeah.
That when you receive proposals and when people talk to you and they want to make arrangements, let's get about tatasso. Colleagues are not
Let's understand it before it happens to you.
Because whether we're at a parati, banket out of Maisa, Isal.
The very same bank that you are using it to oppress other people and all that.
Because why will you go and sell somebody's 200,000 car for 60,000 rand? And then you go back to that person and claim 140,000 rand shortfall. And this person was offering you 3,000 rand a month. Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
Yes. So now, you know that education. Take a person through this. Now you know that they're going to do the right thing. And the other thing was the approach that I emphasized. How you approach consumers. Consumers are not criminals. Just because somebody is owing money and somebody is in arrears.
With the full deal, all of a sudden it's no longer a customer.
Now. It's a criminal now. How you talk to that person, who is inferior or the person's dignity. So those are the things that we are trying to address.
Umrumela, untrained and unprofessional. What do you call them again? Those callers, can I love a visa?
Tracers, debt collectors.
Yeah, but there is another word term that they're using for those callers. Okay, but it's fine.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. So you send them to them, and anyone who don't train them properly, Baba Harasa and all that.
Yes. So the kids are not saying we are trusting those things to say, please treat people with dignity because you are already stressed when you are in default. So now when the call comes from the bank, obviously you're not going to get excited. Even though when I'll start the money, also my bank, this, my bank is that, now my bank is mama. Once you're in trouble, I'll start to learn that one, I criminal. So that's why I was saying, when you talk to people, in order to win people's hearts, be soft to them.
Call center agents. I wanted to say call center agents. Sometimes about phone, about something, how do you know they just hang up on you? Very disrespectful at times. I think they need to go through thorough training. So, by keeper, by Twela, Ellen, net so. Because these are the people by Longhore, Baba emits at the end of the day. When they call, those call agents call, you don't say the agents called. You know what I mean? You are saying that my bank called.
Yes.
You'll find out, or even the bank workers, they are more friendly than those guys when they talk with you, because they understand that you might have defaulted, but you're still giving them business because your salary goes into their account and stuff like that. So they don't want to offend you to the extent that you end up canceling their account with them, even though you owe them the money. But those guys don't care. But how can they care if you don't educate them that these guys are not criminals? Yes. They are our clients and our customers.
Yeah, and the other thing that one day we must actually discuss this thing. Yeah, my bank. What do you mean when you say my bank? My bank this, my bank that. Unalabanga
wen? Status, bro. Status.
Because, with all due respect, somebody requested us to help them as a family, as a couple, to apply for home loan finance. They said, we bought a property. We want you to assist us to help to apply for finance, but we prefer our bank or my bank. My bank is so and so bank. Okay.
And didn't they disappoint them as always?
Of course.
Your bank disappointed. It's
obvious. Yeah. So in what I'm trying to say, the bank or their bank, first of all, didn't give 100%. It requested a deposit. And the other bank, foreign bank, meaning the bank which is not you, which you never even went to the ATM even once, is the one that is giving prime less on interest rate. And your bank says we can't even give you 100% of the bond. We're going to give you 80%. You must come up with 20%. But still, you still have to come up with the transfer costs. And they're still going to give you high interest rate. And the bank that doesn't know you at all, they say, come, we'll give you less than prime. Even though you don't have anything with us. So where's your bank?
Am I loyal? South Africans are loyal. Sometimes we are loyal to those who are not even loyal to us.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I see. Oh, but we learned that. Okay, I don't know what to do. Don't wait for that moment. And then start sending messages and then we end up not reading them or taking your calls. Do it right now. We're left with 7 minutes if you'd like to talk to Ntate Shamat right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Number of Mahalak is 012-334-1322. WhatsApp number is 082-657-2729.
082-657-2729.
SMS 37871. Yes, sir.
You know, on the flip of the coin, in that, what happens is that we as the consumers as well, we must check on how we conduct ourselves, how we behave towards the ones who are supposed to help us. You can't go to any business and demand help, but you want to force the person to happily help you when you are not friendly with that person. For example, somebody can require assistance, right? And they send you a WhatsApp. But the WhatsApp is not that polite. You can see the WhatsApp is not that polite. Or they can call you. The call is not polite. You have never spoken to the person before, but they start being like aggressive or rude unnecessarily, and they expect you to help them, gladly help them. Let me give an example. We received a call from a gentleman. He wanted to know how much do we charge to clear somebody on credit bureau, and somebody has got what? How much do we charge for the rehabilitation? So now, obviously, we have to ask the question: rehabilitation of what? Is it the insolvency rehabilitation certificate, debt review rehabilitation, which is a clearance certificate? Is it debt administration Is it the emolument attachment order, which is the kanishi? What is it that we are talking about? No, I'm talking about rehabilitation, debt review clearance. We have to understand what are we talking about. You know, perhaps send us your credit report. Let's see how it looks like. Then we'll be able to tell you what's going on, because credit report is an X-ray. We can see all your bones, right? We can see which bones are fractured, which ribs are fractured, which ones need their repair. But out of the blue, can't tell you exactly what is wrong and what needs to be done. Then, after 2 minutes, 3 minutes of aggressive interrogation, the person is interrogating us. Then we said, okay, please tell us, give us an indication. Is there any default judgment? No, there's no default, there's no judgment. But I want you to clear somebody for me. So he's calling on behalf of somebody. Right. We said, unfortunately, we don't deal with such cases. We don't know how to deal with them. Because it looks like we're talking about payment history, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, 150 days, that you see on our payment profile. What happens is that if you are supposed to pay your account on the first and you pay later, the bank says you don't pay, or any credit provider, they say you didn't pay at all. If you are supposed to pay 2,000 rand and when our patala 1,999, our patala, you didn't pay. According to the system, because it has been programmed that the installment on this particular account is 2,000 rand. If you pay less, the system says you didn't pay. If you pay one day late, it's the system say you didn't pay. That's why you will see 30 days, 60 days, 90 days on your credit profile. Because whenever you pay late, that's normally how part like ALSO or part like EFT. Right? So you can't erase that information. All that you have to do, you have to pay the account up to date on time. Then it like cut off from 60 to 30, from 30 to 0. Look at your municipality statement. If you are in arrears, it like wants 120 in arrears, 600 rand, 90 days, 200. So when you pay, it's like when how called SARS. If you pay SARS, I mean called SARS, if you owe SARS, they will say you have got arrears 90 days, 120 days, whatever. Then look at the amount, the first amount paid off, the 300 rand was also 1620. How about that 400 rand? So 1690. So the same as your accounts, you do the same thing. So later on, we said, I say, unfortunately, we don't deal with such cases. We can help, sorry. So he told us, we referred him to us. So we called the person that referred this gentleman to us. He said, hey, we received a call, interesting call from this particular person. He needed help. Unfortunately, we couldn't help. Mm. The person asked, why? He said, no. We realized that it's like we owe him a favor.
Yeah.
Yeah. She said, yeah, he's a doctor. I said, we have got plenty of medical doctors who are very respectful. Mm. I mean, we have got about two or three clients who are the heads of hospitals, and they are specialists. They are lecturers themselves. They've got their own practices.
They respect,
but they are
people.
Humble. So this one, come on. So what I'm trying to say to you is that when you approach people and seeking for help, right, your approach is going to determine the outcome. You know
Absolutely.
Why? Even if you go to the ombudsman or NCR or anywhere, remember, I come from that side. And when I remember, they help you for free. Mm. If you give them attitude, they close your case. That's my lawyer.
Hey, yeah. No, thank you very much once again, that Elias Matla on Radio Puppet, your daily companion. I think of the program. In closing, what can you say? And after that, give us your contact details, please.
We know that things are tough, and that daily Cesar Kanyako started coughing.
Mm.
The governor of Reserve Bank.
Yeah.
We know when he coughs, the interest rate is going to go up. So we must prepare ourselves. I think now we have to tighten our belts. Let's look at the budgets. When you look at the budget in Tatimwabi, look after your family first, meaning I owe 10,000 rent net salary. My rent, my hotel lights, and this and that, they add up to 4,000 rent. I've got 6,000 rent left. Let me talk to my credit providers and make arrangements. If they refuse, let me call Marefi or whoever. But to say that the arrangements.
Before it's too little, too late.
Before it's too late.
Mm. All right. And
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.